Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yivam Zachov Dalad. We're starting right at the top of the Halacha. Hey, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarabas Miaka Moshe Hernish Amoshet Haven Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us Mitzvah Begadol Yabim. It's a mitzvah for the oldest one to do Yibam. Loi Ratz, if he doesn't want to, Mahalchan or Kalachin. So we go to all the brothers. Loi Ratzu, let's say none of them want to do Yibam. So Chazun Etzal Gadol, we go back to the oldest one. By Merlin, they tell him, Alecha Mitzvah. The mitzvah's on you. Oi Chalitz, Oi Yabim, either do Chalitz or Yibam. You're the one that has to make the decision. Moving on to Halacha Dal, the Mishnah says, Talab Katon, Achi Yagdil. Let's see, he was just depending on the Katon, the youngest one until he grew up, meaning the oldest one said, you want to know, let's just wait till the youngest one grows up and then maybe he'll do Yibam. Or one of the younger ones says, you know what, we're waiting till our oldest brother comes back from overseas and then he's going to make the final decision. Or one of the brothers was a Cheresh Shaita and they were relying on him to make that final decision, which he obviously can't. We don't listen to him. We tell him, whichever brother we're referring to, Alecha mitzvah, mitzvah's on you. Do chalitza or Yibam. On Talacha Zayin, the Mishnah says, one who does chalitza, he's no different than any of the other brothers when it comes to Nachla, their deceased brother's Yerusha. He's just like all the other brothers. Now, if there's a father, and if all these brothers still have their father alive, the nechasim of the deceased brother go to the father. However, one who marries the Yivama, he's zaycha in all the nechasim of his brother. However, Behudam Rebida says, either which way, even if he does Yibam, if the father is still alive, the nechasim go to the father. Now, what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? That if he does chalitza, he's like all the other brothers. That's as follows. Shaloi Thomas, you shouldn't say chalitza p'tur ubi p'tur. Chalitza paters her, and be a paters, meaning a paters the other brothers, and a paters Sarah as well. So, just like we said in the second part of the Mishnah, the one who marries his Yivama, he's zaycha, and he gets all of his brothers nechasim. Well, maybe you'd say similarly, that if he does chalitza, he's also zaycha in his brothers nechasim. That's why the Mishnah has to say, that he's no different than all the other brothers from Nachla, meaning just because he did Chalitza, he doesn't have a greater Koyach than his brothers, and he would have to split the Yerusha equally. Now continuing, Rabbi Huda Aymer B'Shem Shmuel, Ha'isa Maimer B'Yivimtoi, Loi Zach B'Nechse Achiv. If he does Maimer to Zivama, he's not Zach in Chasim of his brother. Maimer's not like Yibam, and Va'af Be'Shame Moidai Ba, and even Be'Shame agrees to this, even though we learned earlier that Be'Shame holds that if a person does Maimer to Zivama, and then her sister falls to him, he stays with the one he did Maimer to. As we see that according to Be'Shame, Maimer's something strong, and Va'af Reb Shimon Moidaba, even Reb Shimon agrees to this, when Reb Shimon holds that Maimer is either 100% Kenyan or it's nothing. So still, Be'Shamai and Reb Shimon hold that in this situation, if he did Maimer Tizivama, that's still not considered enough of a Kenyan that he gets to take all of his brothers Nechasim. However, V'loik Reb Lazar ben Aruch, it's not like Reb Lazar ben Aruch. Reb Lazar ben Aruch, Aymer, he says, HaMaimer Kaina Kenyan Gomer B'Yivama, the Maimer is 100% Kenyan in the Yivama, and so according to Reb Lazar ben Aruch, the one who did Maimer would receive the brothers Yerusha. Ask the Gemara, Ha'yushtei Yivamais, let's say there's two Yivamas to fell to him, Asa Maimer Bazu Ubalazu, he did Maimer to one, and then he did Bia, he married the other one. So Manavshach, we should say either which way, even according to Reb Shimon, Imbim Maimer Yiska, Imbim Bia Yiska, he should be Zachin the Yerusha, whichever way you want to look at it. If you want to say Maimer is considered 100% Kenyan, so he did Maimer. If you want to say that Maimer is nothing, well, he did Bia to the other one. So Rabbi Yaisa answers that no, Me'achar She'en Yachal Akayim Sachs Man, since he's not allowed to remain married to either of them, he's only allowed to marry one of them, but he did Maimer to this one and he married the other one, so here he caused himself the issues and he actually has to get rid of both of them. So in this case, he would not be zeicha in his brothers nechasim. Can you discuss the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda had said that if the father is alive, the father gets this deceased brother's Yerusha, even if one of the brothers did Yibam? So what's pshat in that? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Tava says, "Shem Blazar, time Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's source?" The pasuk Yibam tells us, "V'haya b'char shel teled, and the b'char that shall be born." Now, what do we learn from here? Makisha le b'char, or makish the yavam to a b'char, ma b'char in a yarsh b'chay aviv, just like b'char firstborn, he doesn't yarshin his father when his father's alive. Avzeh, so to the yavam in a yarsh b'chay aviv, he doesn't yarshin his brother if their father is alive. Ask the Gemara, if that's really good comparison, then why don't we say as follows? Ma b'char yarshal achar misus aviv, that a b'char does yarshin after his father passes away. Well, avzeh yarshal achar misus aviv. So to the yavam, after his father passes away, he should get his brother's Yerusha, which had went to his father, so he should get that portion. It should go to him. So Rabbi Zayir responds that no, mina, from that very comparison, I'll show you how that's not so, because ma b'char lo yarsh b'shashu roi leirish oid eino yaresh, just like b'char, if at the time of Yerusha, he doesn't get something, so he's not going to get that thing afterwards. We'll explain this in just a moment. Avzeh, so to this one, the Yavam, lo yarash b'shashu roi leirish, if he didn't yarshin at the time when he's roi to yarshin, oid eino yaresh, he's not going to yarshin anymore. Now this thing by b'char is referring to ra'ui. A b'char only gets double in the Yerusha with something that is mochsik, something his father currently has, but something that's ra'ui, that will eventually come to his father, is not something that a b'char gets double in. Even though later on it does come to his father, it's not something the b'char gets double in, he would have to split it equally with his brothers. brothers. And it's the same thing over there with the Yavam. The Yavam would only Yarshin his brother if at the time of Yerusha, which is when his brother dies, he's right to Yarshin his brother. But since he's not, as Rabbi Yehuda says, it goes to the father first. Then when the father dies, we don't say that retroactively that brother's chilek goes to the Yavam. Now, what's the din? Surva Arbakana, quotes of Chiyabar Ashu, says B'Shem Rav, Halacha Krabi Yehuda, Halacha Krabi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shubal Levi Omar, Halacha Krabi Yehuda. And Rabbi Vo quotes from Blazer B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, Halacha Krabi Yehuda. But now here's the question. Our Rabbi Yechon says, Zimnin Sagin Yasus Kumir B'Shaya. There were many times I was sitting in front of Rabbi Shaya, V'loi Shamas Mine Hadam Elsa, and I didn't hear this thing from him, the Halacha Krabi Yehuda. So I'm going to respond to him, V'les Bar Nash Du Shama Mila, V'les Chavre Shmielei. Well, you've never heard such a thing, that one person hears something, but his friend doesn't hear it. So just because you were by Rabbi Shaya many times, you didn't hear this din from him, the Halacha Krabi Yehuda, that doesn't mean he never said it. You happen not to have heard it from him, but I did. And although Halacha Chas Mishnah says, Achad Sevim Toi, when he did Chalitza to Zivama, who also Rabbi Seva, he also Rabbi Vav, he's also to marry her relatives, she's also to marry his relatives. Who also be Ima, he's not allowed to marry her mother, Vaim Ima, the mother of her mother, Vaim Avia, the mother of her father, Bita, her daughter, Bas Bita, the daughter of her daughter, Bas Bina, the daughter of her son, Ubachas Bisman Shikayemes, or her sister, when she's alive, meaning as long as the Yavam is alive, he's not allowed to marry her sister, but once he passed away, he is allowed to marry her sister. Now, Achim Mutarin, the brothers are Mutar, meaning the brothers of the one who did Chalitza are allowed to marry the relatives of the Chalutza. Chavdalam is on top, Vahi, the Chalutza herself, Asura Ba'aviv, she's not allowed to marry his father, Ba'avi Aviv, the father's father, Bibinai, his son, Uben Binai, son of his son, Ba'achiv, his brother, Uben Achiv, and the son of his brother. Now, two more dinim, Mutar Adam Ukreva starts Chalutza, a person's allowed to marry the relative of the Tzara of his Chalutza. So let's say his Chalutza is Leia, and she has a Tzara, Sprinza, so he's allowed to marry the relative of Sprinza. However, Va'asar Tzara's Krevas Chalutza, he's not allowed to marry the Tzara of the relative of his Chalutza. So again, if his Chalutza is Leia, and the relative of his Chalutza is Rachel, and the Tzara of Rachel is Sprinza, he's not allowed to marry her in that case. Since he did chalitza to her, he's not allowed to marry her relatives. But if he didn't do chalitza to her, umesa, and then she died, mutar be'ima, he would be allowed to marry her mother. And Ravina, hadahi demar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Elazar. This is what Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Shemeres yavam shemesa mutar be'ima. If shemeres yavam died, means she's awaiting yibam, and then she died, so the yavam is allowed to marry the mother. And that's because zika ha'isoleiba, he had a zika in her. Kivin shemesa, once she died, batalai zikasa. Now the zika's not there anymore. V'hacha so to here. Kivin shemes, once she dies, batalai zikasa. The zika's batal. Now if Avin Shamalam and Debasra, if Avin learns this from a later case in the Mishnah, what do we say about Chaisa? He's not allowed to marry her sister, Bizman Shi KMS, when she's alive, but Achen Mutar, but the brothers are Mutar. Now, Vachaisa, Eitzal Achen, like Mesahi, her sister, in relation to the brothers, is that not considered like a case of Mesa? In other words, the reason why the brothers are allowed to marry this sister of the Chalutza, even though they were technically Zakuk to her herself, that's because in a way it's like she's Mesa. It's like she passed away since she had Chalitza done to her by one of the brothers. So vis-a-vis the other brothers, she's considered Mesa. That's why they're allowed to marry her sister. Continue the Mishnah, it said, Asur Ba'aviv, Ba'avi, Aviv, Ubnai, Ben, Benai, Ba'achu, Ben, Achiv, says the Gemara. Da Amr, this clearly tells us, Shenitna Shnias L'chaylets, that we apply even Shnias L'arayas to the case of Chalitza. It's not just that we have Shnias L'arayas, like we've discussed earlier in the Masechta, when it comes directly to the Yavam and Yavama, but it's also with the relatives of the Chalitza, we apply Shnias L'arayas. And Ba'ahid Amr Da, where is it said? Well, the Mishnah tells us, Ben-Benai, his son, Uben, Benai, his son's son, Ba'achiv, his brother, Uben, Achiv, the son of his brother. Hadamr, the clearly tells us, Shenitna Shnias L'chaylets, they apply Shnias L'arayas to a Chaylet. Now the Gemara clarifies the last part of the Mishnah, Kinemasisa. This is what Mishnah is telling us. Mutar hu adam bekreves starts chalutzasai. A person allowed to marry the relative of the tzara of his chalutza, but also but starts kreves chalutzasai. But he's not allowed to marry the tzara of the relative of his chalutza. This is exactly what we explained in the Mishnah, and the only reason why the Gemara is saying this is because there was a girsa the other way around. So we're just clarifying this over here. But again, we have the proper girsa in the Mishnah, so this is not a chedesh over here. It says the Gemara, adam misai lahida amar Rav Hila b'shem Rav Hina. This is a raya to Rav Hila said b'shem Rav Hina. Kal v'chaymer, we have a kal v'chaymer. Umachas chalutzasai shum medivreim. Just like the sister of his chalutza, that's an iser derabanan. The Chacham apply this iser to her tzara. Kan sheyesh kan iser achiv. Over here, there's an iser of brother. Like kol shekain, shouldn't we say for sure that there's an iser of tzara? And that's where this iser of the Mishnah comes in. Now, Talacha test, the Mishnah tells us hachotzi vimtai. He did chalutza to Zivama, v'nasa achiv as a chaisa, and then his brother married her sister. Reuven did chalutza to Rachel, and then Shimon married Leah. Umes, and then Shimon died without children. Chaylets is lamisav emes. Reuven has to chalutza not yibam. V'chein hamagarish eshtai. Also, if a person divorces his wife, Vinasa Achav is a Chaisa, and then his brother marries her sister, Umes, and he dies, Harizu Petura, she is Pater. That's because she's the sister of his former wife. Stigmar quotes Mishnah, Vachin Magarish, Sisha Vachulu, so Shem Barval, Baal Kumir Bechonon, Shem Barval, in front of Bechonon, Mabin Chalitz, Mabin Magarish. What's the difference between the case of Chalitza and Gerishin? When Ruvain had done Chalitza to Rachel, and then Rachel's sister's falling to him, Beyibom, he has to do Chalitza to her. But when Ruvain divorced his wife, Rachel, and then her sister Leah is falling to him, Beyibom, we say she doesn't need anything. What's the difference? Why do we need Chalitza in one case and nothing in the other case? So I'm going to explain explained to him, Ma'at Savar, what do you think? The Chalitza Kenyan? Chalitza is a full-out Kenyan. Chafei Amar Alfa Tab, Eina El Ptur. It's just a Ptur. And we've discussed this earlier in the Gemara when we had the main discussion of what Chalitza is. Is it a Kenyan or is it a Ptur? And we brought this very Mishnah as a Raya. We clearly see from here that it's a Ptur. So Reuven doing Chalitza to Rachel is not considered like he was married to her and then divorced her. Therefore, when Leah falls to him, he does have to do Chalitza to her, as opposed to when Reuven was married to Rachel and then fully divorced her. So Rachel's sister Leah is considered a Chais Grushasai, or a Chais Ishta, if you will. And of course, no Chalitza is required. Further explaining this, the brothers wouldn't be Chayiv if they live with her because she's the wife of the Chalitza, meaning when Reuven does Chalitza to Rachel, if the other brothers then live with her, they're not going to be Chayiv because they're living with the wife of the Chalitza. They're Chayiv because of the wife of the Mace. She used to be married to their brother, so she's considered Eishes Ach. That's a high-level Isser Kares. Then when the brother dies and one of the other brothers does Chalitza, that's just a Ptur. It sets her free and allows her to marry others, but she still has that Isser of Eishes Ach in her. That clearly shows it's a Ptur. It's not like a marriage. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yod, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.